This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Aaron Rodgers not going to play, but the man he's talking about has been one of the players under the microscope in the preseason, which continues tonight. We'll have Black and Gold Game Day in about an hour. For now, we're just chopping it up. Andrew Filippone, Chris Muller, Donnie Football in the house, so is intern Jack, and that was Aaron Rodgers talking about Roman Wilson, who made a couple of really big plays. And the Steelers lost to the Buccaneers, but not big enough to cool down all of the trade talk, all of the buzz on the Steelers' courtship of a true number two wide receiver. We did see one of Mike Tomlin's favorites get traded last night. Sky Moore, who played with Mike's son in high school. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
You know the Shady Side Academy team nickname?
Shady Side Academy, hold on, because I used to play against them.
Don, you know?
I thought they were the, hold on, Don, don't say it. I thought they were the Indians.
Well, Craig Riley told me whenever we do the name game for high schools, you just guess Indians, you got a shot.
That is true. There's like six schools you could probably go with there,
at least. Shady Side Academy in 2020 discontinued the use of the Indians mascot, Malzi.
Okay.
Sorry.
Now they're the Bulldogs. Yep. But I was right when I was there, and when Sky Moore would have been there, Chalooch, he would have been. I would have been correct. Look at that jowls on that Bulldog that they designed.
They have a real Bulldog at games?
No, they got like their logo's got the classic Bulldog jowls. I'll tell you what, those Bulldogs, you're not supposed to get those things, man. A lot of inbreeding there.
Sky Moore loves us. He sent us an autographed picture of himself. Do we still have that in the back?
That's in the back.
I feel like based on where he was drafted and the expectations,
round pick
of the guys who are whippy old receivers who've played for the Chiefs, Justin Watson's carved out a nicer little niche for himself.
Moore last year played six games, was targeted three times, made zero catches for 0 yards. Year before, 2023, 21 catches, 244, one touchdown.
I feel like his time there has been defined more by some mistakes and stuff.
Yeah, I am happy that Mike Tomlin didn't just call upon a family friend to try to plug this hole. Now, there is another name that's emerged as a possible Steelers wide receiver target.
Well, we know it's not Jalen Polk, unfortunately.
He's out for the year.
So that kind of gets to the point of why the Patriots were not putting him in their future plans for this season. Who is it, though,
Can I interest you in Alec Pierce of the Colts?
You actually can. I think he's an interesting player.
Fourth on their depth chart right now, going into the last year of his contract. What are the Colts really doing this year? Are they trying to win? Are they trying to get a better pick with the decision to go with Daniel Jones? They have Michael Pittman Jr., Josh Downs, and Adonai Mitchell all ahead of him. And Pierce, how about this for a stat? He came into the league the same year as George Pickens. Second round pick in the same draft like Pickens.
Big guy.
Since he's entered the league, he leads the NFL in yards per catch.
He's a big contested catch
down the
field guy.
He led the NFL last year, 22.3 yards per catch. The Colts don't have a rule that prevents them from negotiating with a player in season like the Steelers. But all accounts in Indianapolis are that this guy is on the way out because he's in the last year of his deal. And they've drafted wide receivers to fill his shoes. He had 7 touchdowns last year. He was actually named their most improved player. They have that award in Indianapolis.
He had 4 his first 2 seasons combined and then 7. And he had, 800-plus yards receiving.
He is making $4.15 million in the last year of his contract. So you can fit that under the salary cap.
He intrigued me.
Would you trade a 4th-round pick next year for 1 year and then some of Alec Pierce? What do you say? Would this be a logical, realistic, not Terry McLaurin pie in the sky, not down the liner guy either like Sky Moore? Is this actually the right player and the right person, that would make you feel like, okay, yeah, they got somebody and it's not a huge name, but it's better than what they've got. I'm sold. I'm in.
I think he's a pretty good player, man. I think it's because I've gotten beaten by him in fantasy football a couple of times where he's had these like random big games where he'll go for like $140 and a touchdown. And it kind of ticks me off, or I've had him on my bench when he's done that. He had 3 games last year where he went over 100 yards and had a touchdown.
How was the Steelers game with Flacco?
That was his worst game of the year. He only got targeted twice. He actually did okay early with Anthony Richardson throwing him the football.
He doesn't catch a lot of the balls that get thrown to him because there are a lot of...
It's a lot of go balls and stuff,
right,
and deep
stuff.
There
are a lot of low percentage plays because he's such a good downfield threat.
His catch percentage last year was 53.6, which is not great.
He's got a very similar skill set to Pickens.
Yeah, he does, but without presumably any of like the
knuckleheadedness.
Knuckleheaded behavior is a good way to put it. I would. For a 4th-round pick, I actually would do this.
Donald?
Yes. Because you got a bunch of picks next year anyway that are not superfluous, but extra picks to play with. If you're actually trying to tell me that you are going for something this year, you are trying to make your offense more interesting and better, yeah, I actually would do it.
Donnie said the needle vibrated when he heard about Gabe Davis. It was a quick vibration. There was one quick vibration, and then it stopped.
Almost too quick to even be noticed, Donnie. So what does that big trade needle do now?
For Alec Pierce.
Moves a little bit more. I would definitely do it. I mean, he would immediately come in, and I know you could say this about a lot of guys given what they're lacking on the roster, but without question, he'd be their 2nd best receiver.
I like it more than just signing Cooper. I'm going to put that right out there.
Well, he's younger, and physically, there shouldn't be any questions about Alec Pierce. It's how good can he be, ultimately, but that's a different story than asking about a guy who's, is Cooper 31, I believe?
Looked like he was about 40 at the end of last year.
Well, that's okay. That's the first time you've actually, I feel like, said that about Cooper. So when
he did look bad with the Bills, there's no denying it. His resume overall is excellent, but he just fell off a cliff with them.
I didn't even think though that he looked like ancient. But it's hard when a guy's not getting the ball thrown to him. That could be because he looks ancient.
He can't get open.
Yeah, and you're not seeing it. Yes, I would make the steal. Would you? We're 2 for 2, Pony. Are you 3 for 3?
Yeah, I just said I'd do it before the Cooper thing. I think it's of all the possibilities out there, and we're seeing now the ball rolling on wide receiver moves and reports of other teams that are looking for wide receivers as well. I mean, I think
I do it with the idea that he might be a guy you'd sign back after this year if he was good, if you could do it, because I don't think he wouldn't command top of the market money unless he had this like insane breakout year.
I texted with somebody in Indianapolis today about this, not with the team, just in media. And he said, I think if you threw in a defensive back with that 4th-round pick, the Colts would jump at it because that's where they're really thin. And they just had a corner, Wally, who they picked in the 3rd round, who got injured for the season in their first preseason game, who they thought might start.
Wally?
Walley is his last name.
I just thought of the movie Wall-E about the robot that's cleaning up the planet or whatever. Wally, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know, like, what Beanie Bishop expendable, Corey Trice expendable. Dude from Central Michigan who hasn't played at all, expendable, but I don't think the Colts would want him in a trade. Trice would be the one, I think.
Because
he's flashed, he's had injuries.
Well, he's a major injury concern.
He's had injuries this year in camp that have prevented him from playing in these preseason games.
Throw in a defensive back, like it has to be somebody, a warm
body. But Trice does have some upside.
So I think he's got a ton of upside if he can actually stay on the field, but that becomes like a seductive sort of thing that ends up leading you down sort of a bad road with him. You keep saying if he gets on the field, he's got potential, he's got this, he's got this. Well, at some point, you have to actually be on the field steadily, and he's not. And listen, man, if you're just grading this on pure upside of these two players, I would say Trice has more than Porter Jr. for the position. Size.
Really?
Yes.
How about that take?
I'm just saying strictly upside.
Yeah.
He's a big, big dude who can run and move and play in space and tackle. Like, he can do all those things. But there's a reason he fell to where they picked him. Because he's hurt a lot.
Yep.
And so Porter, even though he might have a lower ceiling, was a much safer player and remains one. He can, generally speaking, stay on the field, and there's a certain floor that's high enough that you feel okay about it. I would do that deal.
I would do that. I would trade Trice in a fourth if that's what it took to get.
Because I think
this
you're
guy.
Getting by far the best player back of the two players exchanged, and even if Trice.
But he's only got 1 year on the deal left.
I'd be open to Alec Pierce being a Steeler beyond 1 year. That's my point. Is he going to have 1,300 yards? Better, that's a good problem to have then.
He's not going to do that.
Okay, but
think.
Then you could sign him back, is my point, if you really like him.
I think he's got a shot to be a legit number two wide
receiver.
That's
what I mean. Okay, so what is, let's say he is a top half of the league, not elite, not T. Higgins number two. He is a upper half of the league number two wide receiver. A guy who can get you, in his case, he's kind of unique skill set. 50 catches, 55 catches, 900 yards, something like that. And 7 to 9 touchdowns. That's pretty damn good. What does that cost per year? If you're paying DK Metcalf, who you expect to be your true number one,
that's like low end number two numbers, right? So that's
probably. In his case, though, he's making huge splashy plays. The receptions aren't there, but the big yardage is.
I mean, I still think that's at least a $15 million receiver, don't you?
I know, but if you're paying your two top receivers on average $23 million, I can live with that in this world without a quarterback contract on the books.
Right.
And then Roman Wilson suddenly maybe slots in to truly be your number three, where he might be best served.
And then Austin's like a bonus guy.
Yeah, I don't hate that, man.
Austin or Wilson become the bonus guy.
Yes, and I don't hate that at all. Because I think Alec Pierce is a pretty good football player. And he's been pretty healthy. I think he's only missed like two games in his entire career. You have to just know what you're getting into with him. You're going to throw him a lot of deep shots. He's not going to catch all of them, but I think he's a pretty good contested catch guy. And when he does catch it, good things happen.
It is interesting that the Steelers have, I think, like this dark horse contender feel to them among a lot of fans and media now. And the Colts are like in the sweepstakes for the number one pick in many people's eyes. But their depth of weapons is just so much better than the Steelers, right? At wide receiver, especially. I mean, at tight end, they've got Tyler Warren, who I think is a stud.
He's going to be a beast.
But Pittman Jr. is a guy. Downs
Definitely.
Is a really good slot receiver.
I think Downs
We've seen him cook
feast.
The Steelers. Mitchell's got huge upside.
Yep.
The other receivers they have there that are backups, Doolin and Gould, have had like really good preseasons.
Yep.
So Pierce is like, he's a nice player, but they don't need him.
The question is, how does he complement Metcalf if you make a trade? Like, Metcalf runs some of the underneath stuff, the slants, but
yeah.
he also likes to run go balls.
Well, so does Austin. I mean, but you've got Rodgers. Isn't that what Rodgers is known for? Rodgers has a great arm. Get it downfield.
I know, but they haven't shown it at all this preseason, which is another kind of weird story. For a guy whose arm, no one really disputes whether they're skeptical about him overall or not. No one disputes that Aaron Rodgers' arm is still like a howitzer. They haven't really tested down the field.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Too much.
In 4 hours and change, Bob Pompeiani will be back on your television screen as the voice of the Steelers in the preseason. Does an incredible job. He's done it now for 25 years. He jinxed Rock Taylor.
By the way, Pony, $5 more. I saw you chewing on another
crap.
Pen.
He said, did you smell what the Rock was cooking? And then Rock might have to pursue a career in the culinary arts after getting released by the Steelers. But that's the way it goes in the preseason.
Did we ever get a congratulations on all your success?
Let's find out. Go to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Bob Pompeiani. Bob, did you do that for us?
No, but it may carry over to this week, only because there wasn't much success in that last game. Turned out to be six punts, not a lot of stuff going on. I couldn't fit it in, but I will.
Well, but Mueller made a good point. When you were telling Charlie Batch about Tristan Wirfs being an all-pro tackle as a left and right tackle, that would have been a perfect opportunity for Charlie to say, hey, Tristan,
congratulations
on all your success.
Well, I didn't brief him on this, so he didn't know it was coming. And I want to do it when it pertains
organic.
To a Pittsburgh Steelers player.
Yes,
right. It's not going to have to be somebody else.
All right. Let's start with the topic that is never ending with Steelers fans, and that's the wide receiver question. Do you think Roman Wilson opened enough eyes where Bob Pompeiani's opinion, as he gets ready to call this game, is that they will head into the season with the wide receivers they have on the roster right now?
I think at this moment, yes, but I would not be surprised if Omar Khan sees somebody to his liking that's either released because of a numbers game in another city, or there's still a possibility of something else happening. These rosters change all the time, no matter who you're talking about. Carolina did a lot of that last year after their last cut down. They made a lot of changes, and they still done more this year. I was one of those guys. I really wanted to watch Pickens and Metcalf together this year, just to see what that would open up for other people. But when they traded him, that left a vacancy there. I think Calvin Austin's a guy who eventually will, I think, move into that role along with Wilson, and maybe kind of a combination of those two. But at this point, I think what you see is Metcalf, Austin, Roman Wilson, probably Scotty Miller, who's 6-for-6 on targets in this preseason, and then Ben Skoranek for now.
Bob,
I don't think Robert Woods is going to make it.
Bob, if you were kind of interested to see what Pickens and Metcalf would look like together, what would you say about the Steelers calling the Indianapolis Colts and throwing a fourth-round pick and maybe, I don't know, a Beanie Bishop their way for Alec Pierce, who is basically the same player as George Pickens, just with less numbers, but a same kind of build and skill set.
Well, is he on the? Is he available?
Apparently, he's on the block.
According to what Pony has been hearing in the rumor mill, churning the rumor
mill
grist,
he's out there because they've got so many receivers. In
6'3", led the league in yards per catch, 7 touchdowns last year
of his contract.
Not a ton of knucklehead behavior like we saw from Pickens that clouded his time with the Steelers. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that was available. If it's available, I would certainly look into it. Like I said, I don't think Omar Khan is done. Just because they've reached the end of this and they start making roster changes and cutdowns, that doesn't mean they're not going to go out and do something. So that could very well be a case. Beanie Bishop's a guy who could be on the outside looking in, and if he is, you know, you can do something with that before it ever gets to it.
Oh, that's an
interesting point. They really are not. I was going to say, they really just are not sold by what he did as a rookie, actually picking off passes and making some of the splash plays that he made, huh?
I guess so. I mean, he had 4 picks, I think. Even Rodgers in that game when the Jets game.
Twice.
And one of them was a fortunate break. But so what? You got to be in the right spot. And he was the rookie of the month for one of the months. I forget which. But, I mean, for a rookie, undrafted, come in and do that. Pretty impressive. But they flooded that position now with Ramsey and Slay. So depending on what they do with these numbers, it would appear that he's somebody who's right on the bubble.
How much do you anticipate seeing Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, Joey Porter Jr. tonight, Bob?
Well, on Tuesday when Mike Tomlin addressed it, Pony, I thought we would see them. And the logic is something I've been saying, you know, all along. And these are new guys who haven't played together. We had situations last year where we saw all kinds of communication issues, apparently. Whoever was to blame for it led to a trade of Minka Fitzpatrick. And now you have guys who've never played together. And I know they're good players. I know they have, you know, all pro on their resumes and lots of career interceptions and all of this, but they haven't played together. And for that reason alone, I would have liked to have seen them at some point of this preseason. However, Carolina has made it clear they're not going to play any of their starters, even though I think they should. They've been, you know, outscored 50-13 in 2 games. So if they don't do that, Mike Tomlin might just decide not to do that. So I think that's kind of a game time decision here. He left the door open, but I don't know where the door is right now.
How many position battles do you think are, I should say roster spots, not position battles so much. How many actual roster spots do you feel are up for grabs right now out of 53 on this Steelers team, Bob?
Well, if you look at wide receiver here, Chris, I mean, Brandon Johnson's another guy who's kind of put himself out there. He could be one of those guys. But again, when you have Skoranek and Miller and special teams and all that stuff, those guys factor in with that. So I don't expect much there. I mean, quarterback, you know, I think you know what you're going to get with that, with Rodgers, Rudolph, and Will Howard, although Skylar Thompson's opened some eyes. I don't know if that's one of them either. I think the punter situation, one must go, and both have been pretty good. Waitman has outkicked them in terms of average distance.
You're doing two dogs, one bone for the punter here?
Oh, that's what it sounds like. Absolutely.
They're not going to keep both. Yeah, and, you know, and Cam Johnson, I'll say this, his average isn't like Corliss Waitman, but he's had 3 kicks inside the 20, and I don't think Waitman has had one.
No offense to Waitman,
but
I feel like Bob, you signed Cam Johnston to be your punter. He got hurt. Unless he looked like completely atrocious, I'd go back to him. That was supposed to be your guy at the position. Waitman just kind of pinch hit and did okay with it.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I think he's, you know, they know what he has. He's a cheaper option as well, so that may factor into this, although it shouldn't. I think the best man wins, and I agree with you. I think it's going to be Johnston, but it's not without a fight. I think tight end, you know, Connor Hayward has been on the bubble, I thought. But I think they'll find a way for him. They'll keep 4 tight ends. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. You know, cornerbacks, what do they do with some of these guys? Eccles has been really good. I like him. I don't know how many they'll keep. James Pierre, he came back from Washington's practice squad, and they brought him here, and he banded in. You know, last year had a pretty good year in terms of, I think, 1 interception, a couple of forced fumbles, and he was good on special teams, although he dropped that one in Washington, which was a perfect fake punt. I don't know. I think there are a lot of – I would say 3 or 4 positions probably are unsettled at this point, so it's not like they have a whole bunch of guys looking for options and looking for roster spots, but there'll be some good stories there.
Bob, who do you think is in danger of being cut here who people know? Like, you think DeMarvin Leal is possibly playing his last game as a Steeler tonight?
He could be. I mean, he's been on the bubble the whole time. They moved him around. He's been here for now, how many years? This is his 4th year, I think.
Yep.
So, you know, he's one of these guys that you'd expect more being a third round pick. Normally third round picks by now should have some impact, and he hasn't really had one. Loudermilk's another guy, fifth round pick 2 years ago. They even traded up to move him. So it just depends on how many people they keep there. And I'm not so sure one of those two is going to make him. One probably won't. I'm not sure which one it would be. Although Logan Lee's another guy, but he got himself in a nice situation last week by showing that he can do a lot of different things with the long snapping. So I'm not sure he's going to do that tonight. They brought in somebody, but you know, that's one of those things that coaches like to see.
Do you think we'll see Caleb Johnson with the starting offensive line in this game?
I think we should, because that's the one thing that hasn't happened. You know, he had a big game last week, bigger than the first game, but, you know, 50 yards rushing, he made some nice plays, but he'd like to see him behind the first team. I think that's also very important. That's why they've been playing this first team here, Pony. They want to see chemistry, and why wouldn't you? Because they're so young. I mean, you got a second-year guy at right tackle, a third-year left tackle. You got two second-year guys at center.
So
right
you think
guard.
Sayamalu will play then a little bit?
They didn't rule him out. Although I don't know that they're going to do it. I mean, they might do that. That soft tissue stuff is dangerous. You start putting people in ahead of time. I'm not sure where that leads to. So my guess would be not, but I don't know the answer to that.
How about Jalen Warren in the tight ends?
I would like to see Warren in there for a little bit, yeah, okay. And tight ends. John, I mean, again, he left the door open for these guys. Should they be in there right off the bat? I would say for a series
or two.
I don't think it hurts. I know the injury risk. You saw what happened to McMillan last week with Tampa Bay, and that's a bad
injury. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, that's a really bad injury. It's like maybe 3 months we saw Dr. David Chow, I think, say it could be with the strained neck muscles because it holds the vertebrae in place. But like
Dr. Chow, my friend.
Here's the problem
He's
for
back.
Me, Bob.
Dr. Chow.
Here's the problem. Like, I would like Mike Tomlin to not just play it by what the other team is going to do and make his decisions. Just get some guys out there for a series to knock off rust. I hate the idea that he's kind of going to let the Panthers dictate what, if anything,
well,
he decides to do.
Starkey was ripping all three of us today about that. Did you know that, Bob?
No, what was he saying?
Yeah, he said that it was a complete waste of time for Rodgers to play because he'd be out there against future Amazon workers.
Well, to me, it's just about the little things, you know, breaking the huddle, cadence, all the things that have to happen. You haven't played with this offensive line. I know they've had their joint practices and that sort of thing, but Mike Tomlin often talks about when the stadium lights come on, when you're in a stadium. So if that's the case, and this will be the first time in how long that a starting quarterback hasn't played in the preseason for the Steelers.
20 years.
Yeah, that long?
At least it predates Roethlisberger being drafted.
Bob, what are the exercises you do to get ready for a game like this?
Well, it's mostly focused on the other team, just because there's so many people here that you really haven't heard much about. And I don't want to be caught off guard. I do a lot of looking in the bios. I try to find little nuggets on each. 99% of them you never use, you know, but they're there just in case. So,
do you do any vocal exercises like Ron Burgundy, Unique New York, The Arsonist Had Oddly Shaped Feet, The Human Torch Was Denied a Bank Loan?
Unique New York. No, those are good things to do, but I don't do those, no.
Do you get nervous?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime you do this kind of stuff, I think you should get nervous. Nervous is a good sign. That means you're into it, and that means you want it to be better.
Do you
and
critique
can be better.
Yourself? Do you go back and watch?
Do you air
and
check
say,
yourself?
I like that call. I didn't.
Oh yeah, I do. I think you should. Anyone who does this should, just because you want to make sure if there's something, you see the pacing, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I work with Charlie with that a lot, just trying to figure out pacing and what we have to do.
So how have you felt about your two games this preseason, Bob?
I think fine. I mean, there's always going to be mistakes. I mean, that's just the way it is in your live television. The biggest challenge sometimes is trying to focus on the field and see who's coming in. In a regular season, you don't have to do this so much because you know who's in there. The starters play 99%
of the game. I thought you were going to say the hardest thing to do is to keep yourself focused and interested when you're in the middle of the fourth quarter and it's truly a bunch of players who will not be playing in the NFL.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying, my future's Bartenders of America. But, you know, I just think it's about just trying to make the game interesting in some way or another. I know they're going to be like that. Preseason by the second quarter in most cases gets to be dull. If there are stories to tell that you can bring it and hopefully start a conversation just in case the game doesn't carry itself. I thought the first game was more interesting because it was 31-25 and there were some nice plays there. But oftentimes it's just about the game and you got to do your best to make it interesting even though sometimes it doesn't.
Bob Nelly P on our YouTube commenters, we have our YouTube legions. He said Bob probably smokes a pack of cigarettes and has a nice French martini to get ready for the game.
Maybe the martinis are a good idea. The cigarettes are not such a good idea.
Yeah. Fair enough.
All right, Bob. Well, you know we'll be watching, and we can't wait to see you again tonight on the call. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
There you go, Bob Pompey.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kenny. All right, Black and Gold game day is about 20 minutes away with us, getting you ready for the Steelers and Panthers final preseason tune-up. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. The Pirates are off today after taking 2-3 from the Blue Jays. They host the Rockies tomorrow night. They have Hall of Fame weekend festivities going on there with Vern Law and Al Oliver and Kaikai Collier going into the Hall of Fame.
I thought it was Kiki.
No, it's Kaikai. Kaikai. Yeah.
I would have never known that. I'm glad you said it because I would have just never said it that way.
Jason Mackey with us. Am I right about that, Jason? Is Kaikai not Kiki?
Yeah, but it's Kyler, Andrew. Kaikai Kyler.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got to bone up on my 1925 and 1927 Pirates here.
You're good.
So the Bubba Chandler thing. You seem to be in favor of what they're doing with him.
I am.
Explain to our audience why that is.
Yeah, and I'm probably in the minority here. Bubba Chandler has not been that great in AAA, but I also he needs to be up here. He needs to be up here with people he's going to contribute to the Major League team with in 2026. I was looking at his numbers before I hopped on, Andrew. 7.43, his ERA over his last six. It's nearly six over his past 13 starts. But I'm not going to let that stand in the way of him getting up here. They did this with Braxton Ashcraft. It's a little bit innings related. Like he's at 100 innings. You don't want to exceed 119 by probably more than 20. So they want to manage it a little bit. But I mean, it's about producing results right now. And I don't think he has a lot to gain from coming up here and getting his face ripped off, as Steve Blass might say. I want to give him a chance to succeed.
Jason, why did it go bad for him in the minors this year? And what does it say? How much blame does he bear, the Pirates bear? Where, when you've talked to people, do they feel like it's gone awry for him?
Yeah, I think it's mental, Chris. And it's manifested in pitches that have missed the zone. His walk rate is higher than it should be. He's given up some you know, home runs on balls that just aren't close, like they're not competitive pitches. And I think the Pirates are to blame in this. I do. I don't like how they handled it. I thought he should have been up here earlier. I thought he pitched that way. And they held him down, and I think he got discouraged. And for that, I think he's to blame. Like, I think he pouted and let the results affect him. I think that'll probably come out later. So there's enough blame to go around here, believe me. But he should have been up here earlier. The Pirates should have given him an opportunity in late May. They didn't, and I think that produced some of the negative results that we've seen.
Why the bullpen, though? Okay, you call him up. You said you don't want him to get his face ripped off. Why would his face not get ripped off out of the bullpen as opposed to...
Well, because you can put him in more advantageous situations. You can give him shorter bursts. You can say... I was at the ballpark yesterday, guys. Braxton Ashcraft talked about this, and he went through the same thing. And he said it's like an adjustment to your routine, like shocking the system, I guess is the term I'm looking for. And Ashcraft said it was the best thing that's ever happened for him. It taught him about pitching differently, about attacking differently with your stuff, getting out of the monotony that it comes with being a starting pitcher. I mean, I don't think that's a bad thing, but I do think sometimes guys require that. Mm-hmm. And I see a situation here where Bubba can use a dose of something else. I think this will work for him.
I just can't get past the fact, and I know it is on the player to not get discouraged when they get passed over, maybe for a promotion, but it goes back to something that I feel like has been a Pirates problem, Jason, dating back to the Huntington days, where there's this extremely conservative mindset with how they develop prospects. I think Huntington once said, we want to see them fail before they succeed, then fail, then succeed again. And I don't know, that just kind of drives me nuts as a passive observer on the outside.
You know what I think it is, Chris? It's not knowing the right time. Because sometimes I agree with you. Sometimes, you know, they bring guys up too soon. Sometimes they wait too long. You can look at Polanco and say they should have left them down for longer. I mean, they mistimed that. I think a lot of times they're influenced by outside things. I think there's a lack of feel that goes on. Mm. Like, you need to know your player. Bubba wants to be up here with his boys. And I understand, like, not breaking camp with him. And I wrote and said this at the time. He wasn't good in spring training. But whenever he's lights out at AAA, man, adjust. Reward that. Get him up here. Give him an opportunity. I don't care about the business implications. Like, if he's one of your best pitchers in your organization, which he was not in spring, he became that early on in the AAA season, get him up here. Give him a shot.
All right, now we're going to ask you to talk about something that Andrew McCutchen didn't want to talk about, and that's his comments. What was interesting was... He gave you, I don't want to go down this road, but then with the rest of your questions, he did, I think, talk about both his future with the team and his outlook for the team. Some people have taken what he said about Ben Cherington, go ask him, as a sign or as an indicator that McCutchen is not the biggest fan of the person who is overseeing the Pirates organization. Do you agree with that? Because many believe that McCutchen knows that Cherington didn't want him back this year as part of it.
I think that's fair. I don't think it's personal, but I also think, Andrew, I want to say this.
How could it not be personal on some level if the GM might just say from a baseball standpoint, I don't think it's best if we bring you back. There's no way not to make that personal, especially when it's the most beloved player this century that's played for the franchise.
Yeah, I mean, but these guys know it's a business. Like, Kutch knows this can go one of two ways. They can either stick with Andrew McCutchen or they can say, we want to open this DH spot up to have some flexibility.
And yeah, he said he could play outfield. Circulating. And he made it sound like he wants to play outfield now when they're not listening to him.
Yeah, that was interesting, man. I was thinking about this week. Like, he was playing a lot of outfield, and now he's playing no outfield. And he sort of slipped that in. Did you notice that in the quote?
Yes.
Now that we have five outfielders, that's not required or something like that. So, I mean, yeah, I think he wants to do more, certainly. I don't think they, you know, if I'm reading between the lines, I don't think Kutch loves seeing, you know, Ronnie Simon or Alexander Canario getting opportunities out there. I think he'd rather get out there. And I don't know what I think about him coming back. I think we need to get some news on Ben Cherington. If Ben Cherington's gone, I think the door's still open, but Kutch is probably not doing himself any favors by ripping Nuttig either.
How soon?
Ooh.
Well, really, because I always thought that was such a good relationship that, he could say what he feels he needs to say, and there's a certain level of respect, even if he's being critical.
I know, and that's always been my interpretation. I've had a lot of conversations with Kutch about how much he appreciates Bob Nutting. And I know people listening would disagree with
that. If I'm Bob, that would resonate a lot more than a lot of the criticisms he receives. If it's a guy that I feel like I've sat down with man-to-man and hammered out contracts with, and now that the call is starting to come from that deep inside the house, that would cause me as the owner to take a very long look in the mirror.
Chris, I had the same reaction as you did when I read those quotes from Jose Negron of DK Pittsburgh Sports. Give proper credit. He did a great job. And what Kutch said, it's interesting, man. It really is. I think he and Bob probably need to have a talk face-to-face behind closed doors. And I'm not saying like there's a rift or a bad thing, but you say something like that, how does that not get the owner's attention? You got to pay to play. Like, I think Kutch probably wants to see a plan in how they're going to get to winning in 2026.
Do you think that Bob Nutting, by the way, Jason, has already made up his mind on Ben Cherington, or that what happens the last, how many games are there, Pony? 40 or whatever it is, 30-some-odd games? Do you think that this last month plus of the season could still actually determine Ben Cherington's fate?
I think it's highly unlikely that happens, Chris.
So the die is cast one way or the other. We just don't know which way it is.
I think that I don't expect Cherington to be back. I've said that with you guys before. Yeah. I think, you know, if we're looking at this like a dial, it's way over here. No, I don't know. Maybe something crazy happens over the past 34 games and, you know, all these guys come up here and they're incredible. I doubt it. But it would take a lot, I think, to change the direction they're going to go.
He can't fall back on, look at what I did with Connor Griffin and look at now Baseball America ranking the minor league system second in all of baseball?
I don't think. I mean, they need to fix the major league product. Like, what is the farm system netted? What is the major league product had in terms of bats coming up through the system? They've tried to address offense free agency and trades.
What was Pham getting at with you where he was talking about their hitting philosophy? He almost made it sound like the younger guys on the team didn't listen to the coaching they were getting. Like, he's obviously a very volatile person who will fly off the handle and say and do things that people don't anticipate seeing from a major league player. So
yeah, I thought it was interesting.
What was that all about?
And it wasn't like I asked Pham about the pitchers on the staff, like, you know, Ashcraft, Chandler, Oviedo, Skeens. Like, I didn't ask him about that. And he just went into that response. I think he's probably trying to, you know, not save his job, but articulate the benefit of having a veteran around him and Kutch. I think
that on Twitter that he wanted that, like, there was a discussion with Max Scherzer about him getting traded to the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I know. Scherzer said what? They wanted me over here something like that?
Yes.
I mean, I believe it. I think good teams want a Tommy Pham. I do. I don't.
And then why didn't they trade him?
Yeah, why didn't they deal him?
I know. I don't have a good answer, but I have a suspicion.
And what is it?
The GM wants to try to win as many games as possible and make it look good and try to, you know,
that
keep
is an unbelievable.
Ken Rosenthal put that out there.
I know.
So it's not a crazy take. Yeah.
Okay.
Jason, I know that you've said that before and that's not news, but for some reason, just hearing it yet again, what a toxic situation this is. You possibly, not that Tommy Pham was going to fetch somebody's third best prospect, but you possibly didn't make deals as the GM that you otherwise should have made in a probably ill-fated and dead-end DOA effort to save your own job that you probably shouldn't have had to begin with this year.
Chris, from June 22nd to the trade deadline, I kid you not, Tommy Pham was like a top 10 hitter in baseball.
Oh, we know.
You can trade that. You can trade that if you want to for more than a warm body. I'm not saying an elite prospect, but I mean, you can get something back if you choose. Why would you not try to get something back?
I know. Thank you, Jason. We'll talk again next week. We'll be listening and reading you. Goodbye.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.